you for coming to worship this morning. May you receive a warm welcome. Our church calendar box on the right-hand side of your bulletin will give you the announcements for the coming week. First of all, there's a Wednesday night Bible study at 6:30 p.m. in the Ed Building. We start promptly at 6:30 with a light meal, and then we have a time of prayer, a time of Bible study, and then a time of prayer and fellowship together. Please come to that if you can. Our next third Sunday fellowship luncheon will be on September the 20th, hosted by Louise Heron and Sarah Nell Champion. The women in the church are collecting non-perishable food items in the education building to make Thanksgiving baskets for some families in need. They are also continuing to collect items for the Samaritan's First Project, and any donations to those will be greatly appreciated. The next session meeting is September the 2nd after Wednesday night Bible study. Down on the bottom of the right-hand page, you see the Westminster Shorter Catechism, question 34. And question 34 says, what is adoption? And the answer is,
adoption is that God's free grace, whereby we are received into honor, and have a right to all the privileges of
God. Our call to worship this morning comes from Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Would you read it with me responsibly? Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses,
let us lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely,
and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us,
looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter
of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame,
and received at the right hand.
Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for Jesus Christ, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of your throne in heaven, where the angels gather around and worship the triune God who made the heavens and the earth. We also want to join in worship of you, our great God, looking to Jesus and praying the way that he taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and give us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory forever. Amen. Our first hymn is number 302. I would ask you to please stand and take your hymn book, turn to hymn 302. Let's sing standards 1 through 3. And we'll continue to stand through the glory of God, through the Apostles' Creed and the glory of God. the Lord in prayer. Our gracious God, we thank you for adopting us by your free grace, so that we are received into the number and have a right to the privileges of the sons of God. We thank you for the great cloud of witnesses who have gone before us in ages past, whose lives are examples to us of faithfulness to you, and testify that it is worth it to devote our lives to the great Jehovah God. We confess that we dishonor you in our thoughts and words and deeds. Depending on our own strength, we stumble. Glorying in our own righteousness, we reject you. Turning our faces from you, we desire the things of this world that could never satisfy us to satisfy us. We pray, Lord, for forgiveness, especially of the sins of malice and deceit and hypocrisy and envy and slander, which so destroy the love of the brethren. We pray for cleansing from the darkness of sin in our lives, and to turn our faces and hearts back to you. We pray for the missionaries that we support, including the Bolings in Mexico, the Chaplains in Atlanta, the Davalos in Costa Rica, the Dahos in North Africa, the Hills in Peru, the Pattersons with Wycliffe Bible translators, the Romains in New York City, Alan and Ann Cochet as they ready themselves to go back to France, and Steve and Karen Jameson ministering to pastors in Laganal in Haiti. And we pray for Steve and Karen as they make a trip this week up to Michigan to attend the board meeting of One Door Ministries. We pray for their safety, and we pray for good things to come from that board meeting. Father, we pray that you would support all of these missionaries by your Spirit, that people from other nations and cultures might come to know Jesus Christ, that His kingdom might come. We pray, Lord, that you would quicken our hearts to hear you when you speak, to be diligent and faithful in reading your word, and to respond when you call us to take action. We pray all of these things in the name of your most precious Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And would you please join me in reading this passage responsibly? I rejoice with those who said to me, "Let us go to the house of the Lord."
Our feet are standing in your gates, O Jerusalem.
Jerusalem is built like a city that is closely compacted together. To praise the name of the Lord according to the statute given to Israel. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May those who love you be secure.
May there be peace within your walls and security
within your city. For the sake of my brothers and friends, I will say, peace be within you.
For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will see your prosperity.
Our next hymn is number 498. And would you please take your hymnal, turn to 498, and let's all stand and sing stanzas 1, 3, and 5 of "Jesus, What a Friend for Sinners." go to the Lord in prayer and prepare to receive our morning offering. Well, Lord our God, we thank you that Jesus is a friend to sinners, of whom we are certainly some of them, I being one of the worst. Father, I pray that you would accept these tithes and offerings this morning as a manifestation of worship to you, the great triune God. And we pray that you would bless the offering and use it to build up your church here and to increase the kingdom of our Savior to the uttermost parts of the earth. In his name we pray. Amen. So put away all malice and all deceit and all and hypocrisy and envy and all slander. Like newborn infants, long for the pure spiritual milk, that by it you may grow up into salvation, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is good. This is the word of God. The grass withers, the flower fades. The word of our God stands abides forever. May he bless the reading of it and the preaching of it to you this morning.
all of you.